number offline. Number one for today's hit. An all-time favorite.
24 hours of non-stop anthem.
What's up, what's up? This is your boy Fearless Eagle right here on What's the Topic. Yes, you tuned in to Active FM. I'm here with my main man, yes, my co-host.
The muscles from Brussels.
Yeah. And don't forget that. Don't you ever forget that. Yeah, he's here to stay. Today we're gonna be touching a very interesting topic, if I can put it that way. And yeah, we're gonna be basically diving in there and, you know, revealing the stuff that we got. Yeah, you know, there's some interesting things out there concerning the whole topic and all the stuff. And if you have anything to say, do contact us. We are here to listen and answer your questions. Yeah. So yeah, Mr. Sean, man, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm just, you know, waiting to dive into this topic. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Nah, that's good to hear. That is good. I'm sure the listener is also good. If they're not good, they must make sure that they speak to us and let us know what's happening. And yeah, you know, if you're in Ukraine, also do let us know what is happening there in Ukraine,
where you are.
So yeah, right there in Ukraine, do let us know what is happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, because yeah, obviously when you look at the news, there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah.
And yeah, we don't know because we're not there. The only people that know what's happening is those that are there. So, yeah, if you're right there, do let us know. And, yeah, Mr. Sean, do you want to give us, you know, the awesome track? The way we do it? Yeah, you know, because we can't just dive into the topic, you know. We need to give the good stuff and then after that,
we dive into it.
So, Mr. Sean is going to do the honors and actually give us, you know, the whole... yeah, song that we're gonna be moving our heads to. So what is the song?
Okay, the song is Good and Perfect by Seven Hills Worship.
Yeah. Enjoy.
Between the maker of creation is the maker of my dreams, God of endless glory, and everything we see, the same light that lives inside me is a lamp unto my feet. Change. Oh. every beautiful desire and all the best parts of my life. Everything worth love is a gift sent from above. And every single miracle, impossible and wonderful, they're not just things you do, they're promises you prove. And every beautiful desire and all the best parts of my life, everything worth love is a gift sent from above. Every single miracle, impossible and wonderful, is not just things you do, the promise that you prove. Every beautiful desire and all the best parts of my life, everything worth love is a gift sent from above. Every single miracle, impossible and wonderful, not just things you do, the promises you prove. No matter where I wander, or how far I may go, if I search the highest mountains and all the valleys down below, you'll be the only good and perfect thing that I have ever known. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. If you didn't enjoy that, do let me know. In fact, if you didn't enjoy that, that was Sean's pick. Yeah, he's the one that picked that playlist. I'm
love
kidding.
It.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Yeah. Nah. Totally,
I think they loved it. It's a nice song. Yeah.
So yeah, if you have any suggestions as well, yeah, we're open to these things. You know, it's not like we're like okay. That's the song and then that's it. Now want to hear, you know, in fact we want to hear from you. Let me put it that way.
That's why we have social media, you know, so people can like comment.
So there's all the Active FM social media platforms. Make sure that you do get hold of us, and if it's directed to myself and Mr. Sean, do, you know, reference What's the Topic, say this is for the What's the Topic presenters right there, and we want them to answer this question, or this is what we would love to suggest, you know, to them and stuff like that. So we're willing to hear what you have to say, so we're not gonna close you out and say we don't wanna hear what you have to say. So diving into this whole topic, you know, what is vision? So I wanna hear from you, what is vision? One thing I do know is that a lot of people have different definitions or whatever
what
that you throw
vision
at them. So if whether it's vision, you know, whatever you throw at them, they have their own perspective and their own definition and all the stuff. You find out that it's different from others and you're like, oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Didn't expect that.
So from your side, what is vision?
The way I see it, like, vision actually paints a picture of where you're going. You know, not a lot of people like have vision, or they do have vision but like they don't plan, you know. Vision is basically like an iceberg. It's like an iceberg is 20% up there and 90% down there. I mean, like, it's huge down there, but like you only see like the tiny ice up there. So the way I see it is, for example, you know, if like you're a boxer, like I'm a boxer, right? So if you're gonna have to really like make it out there, you know, you need to pay a price. You know, their price is, you know, exercising, you know, things like that. That's vision, you know, taking it step by step to where you're going.
Okay.
That's vision,
That's I think that's straight to the point. It like put everything in one picture right there, and if you didn't understand, I don't know what's wrong with you, because me, I understood everything. But looking at obviously the definition of what vision is. according to the Oxford Dictionary. So vision is described as the faculty or state of being able to see. So that is what vision is, according to the Oxford Dictionary. And then the second definition is the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. So that is the second definition of what vision is, which is very interesting. And you know, when you look at the whole vision situation, it is what you said, you know.
Yeah,
put in the whole picture, like you nailed it.
Yeah,
I mean, even the definition says it, you know.
Yeah,
there's imaginations involved and all the stuff. And while I was actually looking at, you know, the whole vision topic and all the stuff, there was a definition that caught my attention, you know, a vision statement that caught my attention.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, this is a very interesting statement right there.
Mm.
And this is basically the statement. The statement says, a vision statement is an inspirational statement of an idealistic emotional future of a company or a group.
Yeah.
Vision describes the basic human emotion that a founder intends to be experiencing by the people and the organization who interact with him. So basically what this is referring to is a company or a group. And what it's saying is, when you look at a vision statement, that vision statement is there to actually explain why the group is there.
Yeah.
Or why the company exists and why they're doing what they're doing. So the direction that they're going, the vision statement is actually gonna put everything that, if I had to actually put it in my own words, I would say it takes everything that they're living for.
Yeah.
So you read the vision statement, you'll know why the whole company's
about. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, what the company is living for is gonna be in that vision statement, which is very interesting. I was like, okay. That's actually, you know, straight to the point.
It
tells you what you know vision is. Yeah. And going back to something that you said, which I was like, yeah, it's actually true. You know, you mentioned that whole situation of a lot of people don't have vision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
like,
and
a
like,
lot of
yeah.
people don't have vision.
You might underestimate planning your life out. I mean, for example, you need to have goals.
Yeah.
Goals are like short-term, short-term things you want to achieve.
Yeah, yeah.
And you have your objectives.
Mm.
So you like, by planning your goals, and you how do I put this?
A milestone.
Yeah. You're setting a milestone, and a way to checking that. What do you have, what you have achieved,
progress,
that's your objectives.
Yeah.
So it's really important to have goals. I mean, yeah.
I think, it is what you're saying, you know, when it comes to obviously vision, like you gotta be setting goals and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And hence why, you know, people don't have goals, people don't have milestones and all that stuff, because there's a lack of vision. And one thing that I learned, you know, in my life is, when there's no vision, there's death.
Yeah.
Even within an organization.
Yeah.
Organizations die because of lack of vision.
Vision, yeah.
Like they started on fire, vision, everything, and then the vision died.
Died, yeah.
And then the organization died also.
Yeah.
Because it's like, we're here.
Yeah.
There's no vision.
Yeah.
So what's the use of being here? Bam, gone.
I think another important thing about vision, I mean, you should withstand cultural, political, and technological advancements.
I mean, take
a look at most companies. I mean, they're not functioning right now because the internet just took over and changed everything. So, like, yeah, it should withstand technological improvements.
I agree. And I think one thing that plays a big role with that also, you know, when you look at your like technology, just taking that area, I think one thing that plays a big role, you know, in terms of like vision and being able to withstand the changes and all those stuff, it goes back to, you know, in the organization or the company or whatever group it is, like, do they actually have roles and structures, you know, that have been implemented there? Because, like, I look at YouTube. In fact, best company that I can use would be, you know, Levi. The jeans, the brand. That brand during lockdown actually almost did not exist.
What?
During lockdown, when lockdown hit, bam, that brand, the company actually almost shut down.
I mean, like, that company is almost what, like 200 years like old now.
I know. Which was actually shocking. Because I was watching news on Bloomberg.
Yeah.
Because obviously Bloomberg is a financial channel, you know, you're able, if you are a trader, you know, stuff like that, if you do trading and all the stuff, and you want to know what's happening with your stock, you know, all those things, you would go to Bloomberg.
Okay.
But now what was interesting is they didn't just touch on your whole financial world and your stock and all those stuff.
Yeah.
They were also touching on other areas, you know, on, like, for example, the whole COVID situation.
Okay.
It was touched on, you know, Pfizer, all those things, things that are happening.
Yeah.
And Levi also ended up on there. And I was, like, watching this thing. And, like, it caught my attention because they interviewed there's a guy, they created a new title. You know, you get your CEO, your chief executive officers and all the stuff.
Mm.
They created a role, a different role that I've never heard of.
Oh, that's the problem.
What?
Yeah.
No. In fact, no. That was what allowed them to stay.
Oh, okay.
Like, it allowed them to stay because they hired a guy, and this was them doing something that they've never done before.
Oh, yeah.
Because what was happening is lockdown hit. And if you've been watching news from 2020, when the whole lockdown thing happened, and, you know, 2021 going into 2022, if you were watching news back then, you are going to see what is happening with companies, you know. There's companies that shut down.
Yeah, yeah.
There's companies
that... Lockdown killed a lot of companies.
There's companies that were big.
Yeah.
And then lockdown came, and then, bam, they gone. They don't exist anymore. So Levi was one of them.
Because
actually, they were one of them, and they were about to shut down.
Yeah.
They were about to shut down. And then what they did is they decided that they were going to hire one of the guys that used to work. So the owner of Levi used to work at a separate company before they established the whole company.
Yeah.
So what... Before that time, there was a person that he used to work with that went their own separate way. But that guy was brilliant with what he used to do in the company. So when the company was about to shut down, he thought of this guy. Like, no, man, this guy, he's good at doing this thing where he prevents companies from shutting down.
Yeah.
So he got hold of the guy.
So this guy must be a genius.
Yeah, he got hold of the guy and then... They ask the guy if he can come, you know, be part of the company. They're gonna be part of the company, they're gonna get an executive position.
Oh.
But now that executive position is a role that didn't exist in the company.
So
they created a new role for him.
Yeah.
Now his job was to look at the company where it is and predict the future.
Oh, yeah.
What's gonna happen. And then, after doing that, he needs to now implement decisions that the company is going to make for them to take a new step forward.
Yeah.
So that's what they needed to do. And this guy, obviously, there were people that were retrenched.
Mm.
So, like, yeah, there's people that, they had to let go so that the company doesn't, you know, in terms of salary-wise, they need to pay them. But now they can't afford to pay them because of lockdown. And what happened during lockdown is people now were not spending. So people are no longer concerned about clothes.
Yeah.
Hey, it's lockdown. Yeah. I'm not going to eat clothes.
Yeah.
So they are more concerned about food, surviving, all those stuff.
Yeah.
So they are buying less clothes, which affected them because now they're not selling jeans. They're not, you know, they their brand, what they're known for.
Yeah.
Quality jeans, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
Like what they're actually known for, they couldn't sell. So their sales went straight down, like came crashing down. Now this guy, there are guys that they retrenched, and then they now went a direction that they never went before, where now it wasn't just about jeans. They now started manufacturing different things. Before they were focused on jeans, and they were known for jeans, quality jeans.
Yeah.
Hey, the brand, you know, cash, and you spend, but you're spending for quality. That's what they were known for. But now they took a different direction where they are now not just manufacturing jeans, they are manufacturing different things.
Okay.
So
their clothes.
Yeah. So different clothes and all those stuff. And then looking at the whole internet situation, he now started coming up with strategies of how they can market what the new stuff that they're bringing and all those stuff. So looking at that whole situation, I was like, that's actually, you know, it's what you need in a company.
In a company,
you need different roles where this person is dedicated to that.
Yeah.
And they focused on that.
On that, yeah.
And they like, okay, if 1 year down the line, COVID hits and we can't afford this, we're going to need to have this amount for the company to still exist.
Yeah.
And we're going to need to make this decision for the company to stay.
Yeah.
You know.
You know,
and make sure that it's still running.
I think that's the problem with most organizations. Like, people are in positions where they haven't qualified for those positions. I mean, just look at the country right now.
Yeah, you do get that also. Yeah,
So what you're saying is true.
I agree with that.
Look at the guy. He totally changed the image of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, the company that we... It went as far as he saved the company, because the company was going to be gone. Like,
I mean,
come out of lockdown.
Yeah.
Remember we used to have the brand Levi. Yo, what happened to that brand? I think COVID.
Yeah.
Hey, COVID killed it.
I mean, just, you know, I can't imagine, like, jeans without Levi. I mean, like, the company's old.
It's been around. And they've been doing good. Sure.
And another thing, like, did you know that the first time jeans were invented were actually made for the army?
For real?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, they're tough.
Okay.
So, like, yeah.
Yeah. Nah, I didn't know.
That's a fun fact.
In fact, that is a fun fact. Hey, you learn every day.
Yeah.
Sure. I didn't know that. I just found out. Which, yeah, it's actually interesting, you know, to find out things like this. And, So, yeah, that's literally what happened. And that's an example of vision.
Yeah,
it's actually an example of vision. I mean, if you look at the company, if they decided to stick to the vision that they had, then
they would have been gone.
Just like that.
Yeah.
But because someone was willing to say, you know what, this is the vision that we have, but we need to change it a bit.
Yeah.
Let's get someone else who's going to add their input and all the stuff.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, they're still around and all the stuff.
You know, actually, it reminds me of, like, being a director. I mean...
Mm.
A director, like, they give this guy a budget, like, are we making this kind of movie, and we trusting you to, like, deliver this type of movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Imagine, like, being a director and then spending maybe, let's just say, $50 million in the movie.
Yeah.
To only find out people don't like that movie. Just imagine what that does to you.
Yeah.
So, like, hey, that guy must be a genius, man.
He definitely is. It was the same thing, obviously, with YouTube as well. When I was looking at YouTube, there's a lady who's also part of the executive, and they got her involved because they wanted to. She's just focused on the, you know, the whole female gender side. Like, that's her focus. That side, like, she wants the females to feel like they're part of this, part of the community and all that stuff. And it goes back to vision, you know. It goes back to vision. If there's no vision, things die.
Yeah.
Let me just put it that way.
Yeah.
Things die. I mean, you look at countries. When there's no vision, you have situations where people. Let me say you have a situation where the country experiences poverty.
Yeah.
Because now people will be in a position where they're now stealing, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
And crime rates, you know, increase and all the stuff. I mean,
corruption.
Some of us, corruption. Yeah. There's all those different things that you'll see because there's a lack of vision. And that also goes back to the individual, you know. What type of an individual are you? Are you an individual that's filled with vision, or are you an individual that's you like just riding the flow and all the stuff, you know, riding the wave? I mean, if you have vision, you'll be an initiator.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Another thing. You're not just gonna wait for things to happen and then you react. You're actually gonna make things happen.
Yeah,
you wanna look at situations, make things happen, which is what happened with Levi. You know, when the company was going down, the person with vision looked at the whole situation and said, "Hey, we're going down the drain here. Hey, so hey, let's make things happen, right? Yeah. And get someone else in, you know, involved and all the stuff." So as an individual, you also get involved. You make things happen. You don't just wait for someone to say, "Hey." This thing is sinking, man. Do something about it, man. Yeah. You see it sinking, you bring a solution, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, what you do. Yeah. Great examples of vision are like your guys like Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, those guys start off like being normal guys. Look at them now. So like, because those guys had vision.
Yeah.
I mean, like, who's this guy who created iPhone? Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy started off in his garage. So
and that's right there an example of vision and everything.
Yeah.
So yeah, as an individual, I would encourage you to get vision. Make sure you have vision, and don't just sit down and wait for people to, you know, make things happen for you. Nah, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. But I'm gonna let Mr. Sean introduce the next song. I was about to say song. Hey.
Tongue tied.
Give us the next song. What is the next song?
Okay, the next song is Paul Price by Jesus Peace.
Yeah. Care less about how we fit though, cause it's the truth everywhere that I go. When my God told me go, so therefore I'ma go. Get ready for the show, listen to my boots, getting ready for the road. And I got a team that's fit instead of scared to call it how they see it. All according to the living God spoke. Bros, would I need that surfer? Would I need that chain, bro? Cause I'm laced up from my head to toe with the grace of God, so I'm good, bro. All I need is that book with his name in it, them and be with that thing in it, living the life where he came in it. So he gave me a heart with no shame in it. Space Gang is my logo. Living in the world, but not of it though. Live and die at the same time. Die the same till it return though. For the kingdom we work, bruh. Spreading love, feeling hurt, bruh. And people hanging on us with the hate and don't concern us. So tell me what I need with the Jesus peace, bruh. Oh yeah. Tell me what I need with the JP, yeah. Tell me what I need, tell me what I need.
I ain't rocking on Jesus peace. Rough from day to God, Jesus peace. Cause he broke me down for my own good. Now he's building me up so it's all good. I ain't rocking on Jesus peace. Rough from day to God, Jesus peace. I was nearly dead, lying on the ground. But he dug me up, then he turned me around. So I ain't rocking on, I ain't rocking on Jesus peace. I ain't rocking on, I ain't rocking on, I ain't rocking on. Cause I'm rough from day to God, Jesus peace. I ain't rocking on. Jesus peace, wrap them day in Christ lives in me. Grind time when it's shine time, so we prime time when it's light shining. Living in a world full of false idols, dark alley mentalities, like swimming pools that's full of liquor. YOLO, pop molly, they losing life, losing minds, that's why they speak in Ebonics. Giving up on the one thing that belong to them, while they trying to search for that chronic. But that chronic smoke ain't fulfilling, boy, I've been there, seen and done it. And the love of being Jesus peace may be rare, but that's fool's gold, homie, phony. So I took it from the pulpit, took it to the beat, took it from the beat, then I took it to the streets. Took it from the streets, then I took it to the heart of every single believer that be listening to me, Lord. Had to slow me down, had to slow me down, had to slow me down. Cause I was nearly dead, but he picked me up, and he turned me around, yeah. Turned me around, yeah.
turn me around, yeah. Pick me up, baby, turn me around, yeah. Turn me around, yeah. Turn me around, yeah. I ain't rocking no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We are
back. Yeah, yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. Yes. In fact, we were not gone. We were still here. Yeah, yeah, we can't disappear. Yeah. Just a question. Did you know that there's different types of visions?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
There's.
So, what visions did you know? Like, what are the different types of visions? Do you know? Yeah, let's hear your side. okay, let's pass that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, obviously, yeah, it's something that I knew that you do have different types of visions, but I didn't know like specifically what they called and all the stuff besides your, you know, short term vision, long term vision.
Yeah.
And yeah, when you look at your vision also, it goes also with your sight and all those things. But it's interesting how you can get a person who's short-sighted and you get another person that's long-sighted. That those two examples, they can also be used in life, you know, when it comes to an individual. You can get an individual who's short-sighted. I mean, they live a life where they plan for the future, but their future is Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the short-sighted person.
Yeah.
Then you get a person that's like long-sighted and everything. When they're planning for their future, and you ask them, what are you planning for? They're planning for 2 years' time. They're planning for a year time. You know, they're planning for 5 years' time. They're telling you, this is what I want to achieve by this, by then. Unlike the other one, who it's a Friday, you see. So you also get those type of situations. But now, I didn't know that there's visions that have names. So when I saw these things, I was like,
didn't
what?
Know that.
Hey,
what names?
There's visions that have different names. Now you get, some of these names, they sound like Greek. So because they sound like Greek, if I Greekify it, do not persecute me. But yeah, I'm going to try my best to say them how they are pronounced. But yeah, the first one is emetropia. So you have the vision. Yeah, you have a vision that's called emetropia.
It sounds like, I don't know, maybe fear of spiders.
It starts sounding like those things. But basically, it's vision. So it's a specific vision. And what this vision is described as, it's actually, it refers to if your vision is very clear with no reflective error or defocus.
Yeah.
So that is basically what it is. So if your vision is clear and it doesn't have any defocus and all the stuff.
Yeah.
So if you have that type of vision.
If you have a perfect imagination.
It sounds like 2020 vision right there.
Yeah.
So that is what it's called. It's called emetropia.
Okay.
Yeah. Emetropia vision right there. And then you have your short-sighted vision. Now, example, your Friday vision. You know, the emetropia sounds like, you know, the guys that have, the future vision where, like, planning for 1 year's time, 2 years' time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, your short-sighted vision is the vision when objects up close look visible, clear, but objects in the distance look blurred.
Yeah.
Now, with that one, like we said, Friday. I'm planning for the Friday. And when you start asking them, so where are you gonna be in half a year? Then they sit there, they're like, half a year. Yo,
I haven't thought about that.
I didn't that's the answer that you get most of the time. Like, I didn't think about that. Yo, I haven't planned about that. Or the other famous one. We'll see. We'll see. Yo. So you like
they
just
take it,
living
they take
here.
It as it comes.
Hey, whatever that life throws at you, we'll see. Yeah, that one. That's like Then you get your long-sighted vision. Now, obviously, with this one, If you are long-sighted, it means that you can see objects in the distance clearly, while close up, objects appear blurred up. Now, this one is interesting. So, I mean, yeah, when you look at your vision, it's something that I knew, because when I did biology and all those stuff, I learned about those things. Like, you actually do get people who, they are long-sighted. Now, the reason why they are long-sighted is because anything that's far, yeah, you can see. But once you start bringing objects closer to their, in fact, within the perimeters of their face or sight, you know, anything that's close,
yeah,
then it becomes blurry.
Blurry, yeah.
Now, you also get people in life. I mean, Levi, you know, was one of those situations where it was a long-sighted vision,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
They had exactly the vision for the future of what they need to do and where they need to be and how they need to, you know, stay running. But that short-sighted situation, they didn't know what to do. So they needed to get someone who's able to see the future and now and also say, okay, this is how we can avoid the company from crashing, you know, going down and everything with that.
They needed a guy to see, the Friday guy.
Yeah. You see. Yeah. So that's what they needed. And it's a whole, you know, it's a whole teamwork connection type of situation. Yeah. So it's actually, it's interesting. It's interesting. I mean, it's like that whole situation, you know, the statement that says opposite attract.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you need the other side to help the other side. Yeah, you long-sighted. Yeah, it's cool. You can do that. But you need me also.
Exactly. A company is a system. Like, you need different people to do different things.
Yeah.
You can't do everything alone.
Yeah, that's where even your different roles come in and all the stuff. Yeah. But yeah, that's literally, you know, some of the titles, you know, that some of the visions that you get. And these visions, you can always, you know, translate them into your everyday life situations. And one thing that I saw when I was looking at the different visions, what they said, you know, towards the end of the article was that if you need to know what type of vision you have, book an appointment and then they'll do the test and everything and tell you what type of vision you have. But this is what I have to say. If you want to know what type of vision do you have, go back to the original creator of all the visions.
Exactly.
Because all of the visions that exist, there's the original creator who created it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, for those who do not know, that original creator is the foundation that you need, you know. I mean, you got people who, they tell you that, hey, I want the gift, but I don't want the giver. I mean, to be honest, I'd rather have a relationship with the giver than get the gift.
You know,
because, speak.
What you're saying, I mean, like, you can't love apples without, like liking the tree.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the apple comes from the tree. You have to love the tree.
So, imagine. Yeah. So you want the apple, but you, like, hey, cut down the tree.
I mean, it doesn't make sense.
Cut down the tree. What? If we cut down the tree, then the apples are gone. Yeah, that's literally what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you have that situation where a lot of people, they see, this is what I want in life. I want success. I want money. I want that, you know. But they don't go back to the creator of all of those things.
Yeah.
You know, you short-sighted. Yeah. You want to have a better vision.
Yeah.
Go back to the person who gives you that vision.
Especially
which
now,
is the creator.
Yeah. Especially now, like, people make excuses. Ah, I'm too busy.
Yeah.
Ah, like, they make excuses.
Yeah.
Those are just excuses. Yeah, mm-hmm.
No, that's literally what happens. You get all of those situations, and that's what happens. But what I would love to say is go to the creator, because the creator knows how your vision works. They know how everything functions, because when they were creating it, they created it the way it works.
Yeah.
So they know it in and out.
Yeah.
So if you want that thing to work 100%, you need to go to the creator. I mean, you take, for example, if you have an Android phone. So, okay, let's say you have a Samsung and it starts malfunctioning.
Yeah.
What do? You go back to the Samsung store and say, hey,
yeah,
I bought this phone from here and it's malfunctioning. And me, I don't know what's going on with the phone.
Yeah.
So please, can you examine and get it back to how it needs to be? You see, so you go back to the manufacturer of that phone. It's the same thing, you know, with us, you know, as individuals in life. One thing that you need to know is if you don't have a vision, there's death.
Yeah.
And for you to get a vision, you need to go back to your creator, which is your heavenly father, you know, Father God, who created you with the vision that you have and everything. And with what you said earlier, you know, in the beginning of the show, where you said a lot of people don't have vision.
Yeah.
And the reason why they don't have vision is because, you know, sometimes you can be in a situation where you life hits you so hard that you're not connected to your creator.
Yeah.
And after it hits you so hard, you lose your direction. So maybe before it hit you hard, you had a vision. But because you are not created to the creator, when life hit you hard, your vision went, and now you're in a position where there's hurts. Some people, they don't have vision because they hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
And when you hurt, you're actually vulnerable. It's easy for anyone to deceive you.
Yeah.
And they can fill you with the wrong vision. Hurt people are vulnerable people, if I can put it that way.
Mm.
I mean, if you hurt, someone can come and, you know, say something that touches on your hurt.
Yeah.
Like you'll be sold in, like you'll follow them, you'll listen to them and stuff like that. That's literally what happens. But now if you have the foundation, which is your heavenly father, you know, your creator who gave you the vision, you'll be in a position where even when life hits you hard, you know, I still got my foundation, I still got my heavenly father, and this is the vision that he gave me. All you have to do is go back to him, speak and say, hey, life hit me hard, hey, and right now, yo, I'm not in the mood right now, I don't feel it, and all the stuff, and then he's able to get you back, you know, restored and all the stuff, and you back to how you're supposed to be, you know. So no vision, there's death. And if you go, you know, on biblical terms, you know, any place where you find death, there's sin. And any place where you find sin, it's the enemy.
Yeah.
You know, lies, or anything that doesn't have life comes from the enemy.
Yeah.
That's literally what happens. And you look at our time, a lot of people don't have vision because the enemy is wounding them. And when they get wounded, he's using that to his advantage to get them to do the wrong things and go the wrong direction. And when you are wounded, you can't even see the truth, because you saw in your world where you focused on your wounds, that even if the truth is in front of your face, it's hard for you to recognize it.
Yeah,
that's literally what happens. So you are deceived, if I can put it that way. And that's literally what is happening with most of the people. And the solution is going back to the creator, heavenly father. That's where the solution is. And that's basically my whole last words concerning vision. You want vision, you want the proper vision, clear vision, you know, the short term, long term, everything covers everything. Get back to your creator. That's all.
Exactly.
Yeah. Don't want the gift instead of the giver. Rather have a relationship with the giver, because you'll get gifts anytime.
Yeah. Yeah.
Literally. So that's the whole situation right here. So what are your last words, man?
Yeah, what you touched on the creator, you know, I sometimes like ask myself, like atheists, people don't believe in anything, God, Satan, whatever. Like, you don't have to, like, you don't pay anything. I mean, all you have to do is just pray. It's as simple as that. I mean, you don't lose anything at the end of the day. Why is it difficult for people to believe in God? That just confuses me.
Hey, I know they say they don't believe,
yeah,
but if we actually had to sit down and really examine what happens in their life, I'm telling you, as much as they don't believe in God, they pray.
Yeah, you know, like you see this, like when people die, and someone might be telling you, I don't believe in God, but like when they're dying, they scream out God, man, scream out God's name,
within,
man, yeah.
Within the their self, you know, within if you had to go within the soul. The reason why they would say they don't believe is because they know within their self that there's an emptiness.
Yeah.
There's something that's missing. And they know that that thing that's missing is God. But they in denial. That's literally what happens. Hence why you even have your atheists that decide science.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, if you say you're an atheist, you're saying there's no God.
Yeah.
And you're saying you are your own God.
Yeah.
Even if you say you are your own God, so you are a God, so there's a God.
Yeah.
That's at the end of the day, the God you are denying, somewhere in your life, there is a God that you have placed as God.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're confused. I just put it that way. Confused.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, when life really does get hard and, you know, it gets real, if you had to sit down and examine their life, there's a God.
Yeah,
somewhere down the line, they pray.
Yeah.
And they know that there's a God.
You know, this is the question that, you know, I ask myself, like, for the atheist people out there, you know, they say that you can't create matter. Like, matter can't come out of nowhere, you know. That's what science says.
Yeah.
So, like, something has to come from somewhere. So, like, everything that's here, like matter, your energy, where does it come from originally? You know, if scientists can give me that answer, then you know, that's where you see that there is God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something has to come from somewhere.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. I mean, if you look at everything that exists, it was created.
Yeah.
Your computer didn't just come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Didn't just make itself or pop out of nowhere. No.
Yeah.
It was created by a human being.
Yeah.
Your car was created by someone.
Yeah.
So all of these different things were created.
Yeah.
They have a creator.
Exactly.
So same thing with us.
Yeah.
Hence why matter doesn't just come out of nowhere.
Nowhere, yeah.
There's a creator who created matter.
That actually reminds me of that movie, Transformers.
Yeah.
There's a planet, you know, made of, like, robots.
Yeah.
And I ask myself, okay, it's a planet made of steel, robots and all that. Who made it?
Yeah.
It had to come from somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing comes out of nowhere. Yeah. Someone creates.
Created it, yeah.
Yeah. Someone creates.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it goes back to that. But, yeah, on the whole vision, same thing with vision. If you have no vision, go back to the creator who's going to create that vision within you and give it to you. So, yeah, that's my final words right there. That was Sean Muscles from Brussels with Fearless Eagle right here. What we're going to do is we're going to leave you with the last track. You know, we're going to give you the awesome, amazing track. And if it's good morning to you, good morning. If it's good afternoon, good afternoon. If it's good evening, good evening. And if it's good night, good night. Now you can go and sleep. Mr. Sean, please give us the last track and get out.
The next song is Praise by C. Jones and Mada.
Yeah, enjoy.
If it don't repress your mess, what would it be?
Made a promise.
Long as I breathe, I sing for him.
That's Jesus.
Christ the man from God revealed.
I will praise him.
Christ the pain set me free.
I will break it.
Whole world know my king lives.
Christ is behind everything we have achieved. We stand and we running, all the glory goes to him.
So I place his holy name without season, I will enter. After the Lord is thanksgiving every day. Wanna be soaked in his presence is perfect. Love is great, can't be measured, it's our present. Helping need, I only left each and we feel free. Wonderfully made, forever grateful. So let's stain all this fear and worry in due place. So we know that the Lord, the Lord is our strength.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise the Lord.
Dry and thirsty land, I'll praise.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise the Lord.
Morning when I wake,
with everything in me, I'll praise the Lord.
Let the nation sing and praise the King.
Pressing my way from this open fear and depression, provoking God's innovation. These devils can never touch me. I'm on a different dimension. A brain of signs and wonders, but God lives in power. Whenever we lift him higher, his glory comes down. New seed up and new poems, I was me, not the old pleasant. Starting depressed, checking the prison doors, we open. We planted that something happens, he turns to stop it. We thank him for this oppression. He lets good us all come down. Just he loves us before we love him. He gave us his precious feeling. We're sitting in heaven, blessed above. Do let some powers be filled. Our mouth to laughter, he gave us our high desires. We thank him for this. A plan of provision of spiritual blessing, the mystery hidden for ages and ages has been a vigorous chosen generation. God's own possession, calling you this marvelous life so we could pray.
In a dry and thirsty land, I'll praise the Lord.
Dry and thirsty land, I'll praise.
In the morning when I wake, I'll praise the Lord.
Morning when I wake,
with everything in me, I'll praise the Lord.
Let the nation sing and praise the King.
Praise the Lord.